Mariore e te whānau, welcome back to a new podcast episode. Ko te kahukura bo into tōku ingoa. Huri tēnei no Ngāti Kahungunu, ngaitu hui te whakatohia hoki. This is the Māori Millionaire Podcast. We have a very exciting episode today. Today I am interviewing Raniera Rewiri. He has some awesome nuggets of wisdom for you guys. If you don't already know who he is, where have you been? But make sure to go check him out on Instagram at Raniera Rewiri, and be sure to stay tuned to the end so that you can hear more about Goldie. But this is going to be an awesome episode. Be sure to listen in.
Tēnā koe runga I tēnei karanga. Really looking forward to this kōrero. As I said, it's been a long time since actually doing something. So excited to see what comes up.
Yes, me too. What actually is your mahi though? What do you do? How did you get started with this? And I'm really interested to learn more about that journey.
Well, it did start through the whole journey around being vegan, being the plant-based Māori. That was a brand for a long, long time. Before that, it was going to seminars like Tony Robbins. It was going through certain experiences in my own life that pushed me towards trying to find out different ways of going about things. And through learning about myself, through learning about what it is that I wanted to do, and it started off as rangatahi mahi, being around awesome people, then that sort of progressed into me sharing my story, doing keynote speaking. And one thing that I noticed was if I'm sharing all of these things to young people and talking a big talk, how am I actually walking the walk? And so I started to pull back and try to figure out, okay, how can I actually start to grow and expand my own potential? And that's where my whole direction pointed me towards trying being vegan, going plant-based, which I was for a long time. And then that was the first business, was Te Pū Anuku, which was a food business. I started off at markets, then it developed into a food trailer, catering. From there, I started the podcast, Planting Seeds podcast. From there, I started an online course called Te Araho, and it's just progressed from those kinds of experiences. So many ups and downs, however, very much so a lot of that. But just that perseverance and continuing to work on myself and using personal growth as the vehicle has enabled me to learn from all of those lessons and continue to move forward.
And in regards to those ups and downs, what were some of the struggles or hard times you've encountered on the journey? I know a lot of people look at people who run businesses and they think, oh, you know, you're really lucky to be in a position like this. And one of the things I really hate in this world is people say, oh, you're so lucky, because I think a lot of people, a lot of these struggles and their hard times they're not the thing you see when you see people doing well. So I'm really interested in some of those struggles or hard times you've encountered on this journey.
Yeah, so when I first started getting into it with the food business, very fortunate to have the support of my parents. So myself and my wahine were living under their roof. Mm-hmm. And doing business that way was actually like quite an amazing start, because there was no additional overhead such as rent, all of those kinds of things. And so that was intentional. But the moment that we decided to move into our own place out of home and continue to try and operate the same business, that's when I realized, oh, okay, I don't think we have enough cash flow to not only sustain the business, but to actually look after us. Mm-hmm. And by this time, we're expecting our first baby. And so a lot of different kinds of pressures started to, weigh in, particularly on me, mm-hmm. around knowing that this isn't going to work, this isn't going to be sustainable. And we weren't as excited about that business and that model, mm-hmm. Because only sell so much food, it's perishable. There was a lot of challenges within actually getting it to a particular taumata, mm-hmm. To mention that it was already a niche space, and in a market like Whakatane, there's actually not much people who are plant-based or who are open to that kind of kai. And so these kinds of things were able to be managed because we didn't have the additional overheads when we first started living, mm-hmm. with my parents. But then, yeah, going into our own place, man, it was just like a massive wake up call, and probably a big reason why a lot of people don't have that sense to start business, because they're already starting in a deficit. They're already starting in an environment where they've got all of these responsibilities as a parent, all of these overheads such as rent, power. And so you've already got that responsibility, which is very hard to let go of something that is safe and secure, particularly as a tāne, or even more so as a wahine, when you think about being the provider, thinking about being the one to manaaki your whānau. So I understand that push and pull around people wanting to have a business, wanting to do something that they love, but their sense of responsibility is the thing that keeps them there. And so I empathize with that, knowing what I've gone through. And so that's when I let go of the food business and moved all online, doing online partnerships, using the platform to be able to work with aligned companies. And then also moving into being a life coach is basically what I sort of stepped into as well, helping people in an intentional way to overcome barriers, limitations, using my own personal experiences, as well as just continuing to develop the podcast and my personal brand. And that season was very, very hard. Lost a lot of money in crypto at that time. So it was just back-to-back challenges, family members passing away, me and my wahine going through a lot of challenges because of the financial stresses. And it wasn't until earlier last year, mid last year, where things actually started to turn. So it was probably like a year and a half of just solid trying to get to the next paycheck, trying to get to the next week. And so very much so in that process, but it's all been worth it.
That's really good to hear. Wow, what an interesting story. What ways do you think that Hawera in this kind of space connects with our financial well-being? Because your business and your brand is surrounding this. I personally, when I first started my business, was not exercising. I wasn't looking after myself, and one of the first things I saw was that it impacted my business straight away. What's your take on that? How do you think that Hawera, connects with this space?
Yeah, I think it's hugely important when we think about all of the different areas that complete wellness. There's whānau, there's self, there's health, there's business, there's finances, there's all of these different categories that I guess contribute to our total well-being. And what I've come to learn is that if I'm putting a lot of emphasis into my health and well-being, and there could be like whānau is going well, sometimes business is slacking. Sometimes when business is pumping, my health is sort of like the thing that is getting jeopardized. And so what I've had to constantly work on is just adjusting those levels of intention as well as focus and energy. So if I'm training really hard and putting a lot of focus there, I'm just trying to work on how can that balance out the sense of when mahi's dry. And so that's the thing that I work with inconsistency in pūtea, is if I can remain consistent within my health, that helps me across the board. But there's also been times where I've just been bombarded with mahi that I can't really look after my health as much as I did before, because I'm doing wānanga most weekends. I'm up late because that's when all of my mahi is, doing online Zoom meetings with my rōpū, early mornings dropping my son off. And so there's all of these different components that makes it hard to juggle everything. But what I try and aim to do is just try and balance that sense of obligation or passion for all of these different areas, as I go through it, rather than always just trying to tick these boxes, because my day changes a lot and I just try and move with it rather than trying to control every aspect of it.
Awesome. And in terms of keeping passion in all of those spaces, how do you do that? How do you keep motivated in your mahi?
I just feel I'm very blessed and lucky to be living the life that I do get to live, although there's so many challenges. Ideally, it's the question that I ask myself is that how would I like my ideal life to look? And without being whakahihi, it's very much so what it is now. Very blessed to be living in the whare that I am in the town that I have, with the amazing, beautiful wahine, with a healthy baby on the way, as well as our son that is growing. I have the fortunate of having a home gym at home. All of my mahi is done online, so it's able to work around me and the flow that works well. And people are open to being a part of that. And so not only is it rewarding for myself personally, but seeing the impact that the mahi that I am doing within the life coaching space, supporting tāne, supporting wahine, facilitating wānanga, and seeing their lives be an extension of that, it's really rewarding. And so it's not hard to look for passion when you're living a life that's deliberate.
I guess on the flip side, if I was, say, not living the life that I wanted to live and I was taking steps to achieve that, and I, from the struggles you've been through, I know you would be in that same position there. What was it at that time that drove you to keep going and to keep pushing and keep working on yourself to grow and develop to get to this stage you are at now?
There was one thing a good friend said to me. His name's Nick Smith, and he's a very close friend, and he actually came through my kaupapa Tauraho as a client, but we're very, very close friends. And when I was at a time of need, at a very low point, he said something to me that I just couldn't forget. And it was in the space of entrepreneurship, in the space of growth, and trying to create a level of success or stability or whatever word you want to put on the end of that. You can often get pushed to a point where you don't believe in yourself, only to believe in yourself again. And so when you're in a point of feeling all of the doubt, all of the worry, all of the stress, all of the challenges that comes with the feeling of perceived failure, you feel like all of that passion is zapped. You feel like you're unworthy. You feel like, well, what am I meant to be doing? And so you doubt everything that you've been doing along the way, to that point of just what feels like turmoil or struggle, being in the trenches. And I was there. And he said that to me. You sometimes got to get to that point only to believe in yourself again. And that was like a real turning point for me, where I had to rebuild myself, to rebuild my confidence, to better understand my mindset and realize why I was where I was, what are the lessons within it, and how can I reinvent myself to get to a new taumata. And it was that process that gave me the fire to be like, man, I'm not giving up, and I'm just going to keep going.
It's so cool. Really, really love that. One that I kind of say to myself is like, whenever I'm going through something really difficult, I just go, come on, Takokura, this is going to be a really, really interesting chapter. Come on. But yeah, I really think when you can see it from that outside perspective, and it gets really hard when you're struggling and you're in the struggle because you kind of get clouded by all of the raru. But when you're able to take that little step back and then look at it and go, wow, one, I've made lots of progress, say, from where I was a year ago. But two, that, giving up now isn't going to allow me to achieve what I wanted in the first place. I know that many entrepreneurs have a big focus on their morning routines and how they get started with their day. Or if it's not that, they, stay up late and have a kind of key habits or non-negotiables throughout their day. Do you have any form of this, whether it's a morning routine or non-negotiables that you have to do to be able to,
I
achieve in
used
your
to,
day?
but I don't anymore. Just because my whole life is just never really the same all the time. And that's because of different kinds of responsibilities and different kinds of hats that I wear. And so nighttime is usually old mahi parts of the week. And then other times is where I'm just like fully lounged out and just enjoying it with my whānau. And because of the nature of sometimes how late I work, I used to wake up early to really try and get that morning training, but I've just learned to just sleep in so I can sustain the energy throughout the week. Because I would get to a point where I would wake up early, do all of my training and morning routine, and then I would work throughout the day, work late into the evening, do that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, come Thursday, Friday, I'm absolutely zapped. And so I've just been a bit more in flow with what I need. One thing that I have been doing, because I have an ice bath here at home, is I wake up, whenever I wake up, I'll go straight into the ice bath, and that's just for 2 minutes. And then from there, I'll just have the morning with my wahine and with our son, have a coffee with her, and then before I know it, I have to take my son to kohanga, and then I go and do mahi, whether I drive back home or I go to a cafe in town. So it's just really depending on where I'm at, what I want to be doing, because I am a mahi man and I really love it, but man, my responsibilities as a family man has to be the priority, because those are of high value, right? No, health, business, personal growth, those are my top four values. And so if I can just hit those things throughout my day, then it's an easy way for me to be able to rest easy at night, rather than feeling like, oh, I need to be doing more, need to be doing more, need to be doing more. That's not the kind of mindset that allows me to really be able to, I guess, participate with how I want my life to unfold. But I do certainly train throughout the day, usually in the late afternoon now. And so as my life progresses, a lot of things just change, and I'm just open with adapting with what is needed so that I can still meet all of these different needs, rather than being, I'm not moving off this, while everything else is, it just puts everything else out. And it was only like this once I started to have children, right? Having my son, now that my wahine is pregnant. And so the way that I want things to be, I can't just have it like that anymore, because there's other things that I need to think about, and I'd rather it that way. And so what I've noticed within that is that progress can seem slow, but all of a sudden it hits a crescendo, and I'm more about, I guess, honoring that, rather than being like, okay, I just need to be a meathead and do all of these things to ensure that I'm doing all of the right things to ensure business grows and everything like that. But if I do that and I fail in these other areas, I don't feel good within myself. And so for me, I want to do what I need to do here, 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 rather than putting everything into one space.
Love that. You're really, really talking to me because I have just started. So I was following all the generic kind of entrepreneurs in this space. And I'm like, come on, wake up at 4 a.m. This is when millionaires wake up. And so I started a thing called a millionaire morning routine. But I moved home to be closer to my kuia. She's quite old at the moment, and I realized that after mahi is the time that I spend with her. And so every time I would wake up at 4 a.m., I was just knackered by the end of the day. And then that's what I was giving to her. I was tired, I was grumpy, and I was short. And I was like, I don't want to be this muko. And so one thing that I found really hard was acceptance, and that I can't do everything, because I think especially, with current our political climate and just what we're seeing as in the media, we're not doing enough. It definitely, at least for me, it kind of comes in and I'm like, come on, you have to keep on proving yourself. Have you ever dealt with that, and how did you kind of work around that acceptance that I think you've got your values and how this is more important, and this is how you do it? Is there any mental block there, and did you have to work through any
Yeah,
of that
100%
acceptance around
mental
that?
block or mental activity is the limitation, right? Overthinking, the procrastinating, the high expectations, all of those kinds of things are what I feel at times if I'm in a rut or if I feel like I'm falling short. It's because of where my mindset is at. And so the word that you use is acceptance, and that's what I've had to relearn. And it's also those values that I mentioned, which is just a recent discovery where I've revisited it, that's helped me to be more focused here and now. Because as a person who is either in entrepreneurship or has a growth mindset, you're always looking at the next thing. And so you're always looking at the next thing, you're not here. And so it always feels like you're chasing your tail. It always feels like you're not doing enough. But simple things like values, simple things like breathing, simple things like just ensuring that you're in a good space, are way to an A. It allows you to progress more fluidly and enjoy more of your days. And so for me, those are the kinds of practices that have helped me to accept where I'm at, rather than being dissatisfied with where I'm not, right? So I think that's been like the key point for myself to remain in a high energy, because when I'm feeling good, or when I know that I'm hitting all of these simple marks, just doing a couple of things throughout the day, rather than having a to-do list or 10 things, I just do two things a day. Sometimes I do three things, and that's it. I don't overboard, but if I can hit all of these marks and I just do it over time, I know it's building to something great, and I just have to trust in that process, rather than using my future to distract me from now. or use the past to distract me from now. So it's just really being more present and using the teachings from The Power of Now, which is a powerful book, using Eckhart Tolle. Yep, he's a massive inspiration for myself. So I'm rereading that book for the third time. And it's just some gangster gems in there and very great for me in the season that I'm in.
Oh, and on the note of books, do you have any like top, what are your
So the
top
first ever
five,
book I
say?
read was The Secret by Rhonda Byrne. So that just talks about the law of attraction. The Power of Now would be one, which is just talking about, being present in this moment and getting out of the mind and here into the moment. The next one that comes to mind is Atomic Habits, just really looking to stack habits and using those to be more helpful for you. The other one is The Way of the Superior Man, which so the masculine energy and the feminine energy and how they work in harmony together. And another book that I'd probably say is Think and Grow Rich from Napoleon Hill. And so I used to watch a lot of Bob Proctor, and he would always speak about Think and Grow Rich. And so I used that book just to reference from time to time. So if I was to think about five books off the top of my head, those would be the five.
Love it. I love books so much. Like, I swear it's like half of my head is just books, and I just love it so much. I have one more question for you, and it's around confidence and putting your face out there to the world and being a businessman and all of these things. How are you able to build confidence in this area? Is it something you've struggled with, and
I
how
don't
does that
think
all
I've
work?
ever really struggled with confidence, but I think the level of confidence has just grown the more that I've developed and understood who I really am. So the more authentic you are and looking to overcome those barriers or the facade or the ego, then there's nothing really to hide away from, and there's no extra energy required to hide behind the mask. And so the more authentic you allow yourself to be through the process of letting go, through understanding, through looking at these conditioned behaviors that we've learned throughout our upbringing, where we look at how other people are, all of those kinds of different things lead you to actually the question, like, well, who am I? And so the more I have developed that answer, the more my confidence has just been able to grow with it. Now, confidence isn't always just about being at the front and having a personality online. Confidence can be in silence, but you feel it. All right. One thing that was said to me recently was, you say a lot without saying anything. And so I think that can speak to confidence, right? Because there's an aura, there's an energy field around people, regardless if they say anything or not. And so for me, for people who are struggling with that, would be just to start to unpack, well, what are the blockages? Is it the fear of how people look at you? Is it because of what you've observed growing up? There's many different answers to that. But I think at a baseline, it's just getting familiar with who you really are.
Wow, awesome. You said that these books have gangster gems in them, but you have some gangster gems as well. So thank you so much for sharing these. If anyone wanted to get in touch with you, perhaps do some coaching, what are your key offerings at the moment? How can people get in touch? How can they start
Well,
learning with
I've
you?
just closed the doors to my online course, Te Araho. That's closed now. Just closed it on the weekend, so they won't be reopening until 2025. So I'll work with a cohort for a whole year. It's sort of the stage that I've moved into, rather than 12-week, 10-week, or when people can join in at any time. It's just actually now I want to work closely with these people who have decided to join without any interruptions. So that won't be open until 2025. So if you're here, and you want to participate, and you want to see what it's all about, it'll just be about watching the content that I do on Instagram at Rans Rewiri. And the other thing would be the website, ransrewiri.com. And then also the podcast is coming back to life after not doing one since April last year, which was around broke but dreaming. And so really looking forward to bringing this podcast journey back to life, hopefully within the month of April. And very excited about that next venture. So those are the plugs, Planting Seeds Podcast or Ransd Equity on Instagram or via website.
That's so awesome. Thank you so much. Are there any last things you wanted to share with those
I
listening in
think for
today?
those of us who are in the space of entrepreneurship, there's nothing that is going to be harder in your life than trying to bring something to life. And the other thing that's even harder is trying to work through a relationship and bringing that to a healthy state. So I think those for me have been the most paramount teachers in my life, starting business and navigating a relationship. And the more we use those as our mirror to how we can become better versions of ourselves, there has to be success in those areas, right? Rather than not changing, rather than being arrogant to the knowledge and all of the things that are available to us to make progress, whether it's within business, within your marriage or relationship, whether it's within your mahi, whether it's in your sports team, you are the common denominator between all of those things. And so you're ultimately the cap. If you feel your life could be better, it's not your job that's going to make it better. It's not your relationship that's going to make it better. It's going to be you. And it's not until we make that committed decision that we put ourselves in the spotlight that we actually start to make progress. And so those would be my final words. Really want to encourage people to shine the light on those things, but don't feel like you need to do that alone. Reach out to a close friend, seek other spaces that are facilitating group settings, whether it's a wānanga under Te Whare Aio, I think would be a great space for people to start, particularly in the space of healing. But if those who are wanting to go into spaces of business, there's obviously MySpace Te Araho, but won't be available till next year. There's one with Te Are called Self Mastery, which I was a part of and is absolutely awesome. And then the sister, Ari Grant, she holds space for Wahine. So these are just places that I'm aware of that I think would be of value perhaps to your audience, e hoa. So, yeah, rungai tērā, nōku te whiwhi, nōku te hōnore nui. Awesome. Thank you for this opportunity.
Oh, tēnā koe te tō kana.
Kia
Ngā
ora.
mihi nui.
Oh, well, what an awesome episode that was, E te whānau. I hope you guys enjoyed that. If you did, please let me know. Or even if you didn't, I would love your guys' feedback. Send me a message or send me an email to kahukura@maorimillionaire.com. Always happy to hear and always happy to learn more about your guys' experience with the podcast. If you did enjoy today's podcast, it would be so cool if you guys could share this on your Instagram story or just any story. Share it with a friend. Share it with someone who you think would benefit from this. If you're ever gain value from the Māori Millionaire podcast, that is all I ask. It helps grow the podcast, helps share it out to so many more people, and that helps me to be able to do these podcast episodes for free for you guys, e te whānau. So that's so awesome if you guys could do that. For now, that's us. I'll see you guys next week. Mauri ora.